Recording's already started. You may begin.
Okay, thank you, Joelle. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the discussion group on new GTLD subsequent rounds call held on 26th of May 2015. On the call today, we have Volker Greeman, Steve Coates, Susan Payne, Greg DiBiase, Mason Cole, Avi Doria, Philip Shepard, Stuart Fuller, Brett Fosse, Christine Rosette, Vietnam London. We have received apologies from Ellen Greenberg and Tijani Benjema, and Lars Hoffman, Steve Chen, Natalie Peregrine, and myself, Ozan Shahin, as ICANN staff. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Brett.
Thank you very much, Ozan. This is Brett. Let me kick it off here, and now that we've had the roll call, ask if there are any updates to statements of interest that anyone would like to point us to before we get moving. Well, hearing none and seeing none in the chat, let's move right on to business. We are getting down to the end here of our work. I thought we would start off by giving Steve Chen the chance to talk us through the latest set of documents that we've got, and then we can get comments and contributions from people online and here on the call. And then I'd like to talk about next steps and talk about how we get from here to Buenos Aires and what contributions we need from the members of the discussion group between now and then. So, Steve, I'll turn it over to you.
Thanks, Brett. This is Steve from staff. So, as Brett mentioned, I just want to walk through the changes that we've made to the three documents, and let me go ahead and unsync this. So the first document we have in there up here is the executive summary. The changes were relatively minimal. And they start on, I believe, page 4 is the first substantive change. And the essence of this change is, sorry, one second, looking at my notes here. So the first paragraph that's added on, or sorry, the first red line update on page 4, it talks about the fact that the discussion group would recommend a single issue report and subsequent PDP. And so this would not preclude sequencing the work or creating subgroups within that single PDP or other methods to work so basically to keep it the work organized and together, but it doesn't preclude it being worked on separately. And so this sentiment was first acknowledged and noticed, I believe, in an L.A. meeting. And so I think the benefit of keeping things together is it helps keep the topics together, and sometimes they're interrelated in ways that we may not acknowledge in, at the outset. But it gives a group a good chance to work and look at the issues holistically. The other big factor is that it's likely to be less resource intensive, both from a staff and also community perspective. With I think it's important to consider with both the IANA and the accountability tracks still moving forward. That all said, it's ultimately up to the council to determine, as I think Jeff Newman had mentioned in email, so that if they prefer to go with multiple issue reports, they can do so. But this is our recommendation, at least as far as I understand it from the sentiment of this group. Before I move on to the next update, just throw it out to the group to see if there's any questions or comments or concerns.
Yeah, I'll watch the participant list as Steve is going through these and look for any raised hands. If you're not on the Adobe, then just go ahead and jump in.
Thank you, Brett. This is Steve again, and it's a little harder to work on one screen. I'm used to having two, so thank you for monitoring the chat room for me. The second change is it talks about sort of the next steps a little bit. tries to give a little bit of a path forward. So basically, if an issue report is requested, what happens afterwards? And so it first notes that there's going to be a substantial amount of work from staff's perspective to be able to analyze all the issues that were raised in that are both available in the charter as well as in the matrix. And so every one of those issues is going to need to be fleshed out and analyzed and written up into and included in the issue report. So I think another thing that we'll want to look at from a staff perspective is also to try to think about the thing I had mentioned earlier is how the work is organized and sequenced. If there's issues that are more important than others, if some things need to be addressed before others, if things are dependent. And so all these set of questions to determine if we think there's a path forward that makes more sense to work. And it may end up being more than one recommendation of how we think a future PDP could operate. So those are the two major additions to the executive summary. Once again, if there's any comments, please let me know. Seeing none, I think we can move on to the... Actually, I'll just speak to it. I'm not going to put in the matrix because it's not conducive to this this form factor. It's enormous and doesn't fit in an AC room. But very little has really changed in the matrix. What we did was just sort of clean it up, make sure all the formatting is consistent. And Jeff Newman had mentioned that we're going to try to normalize the text, but there wasn't really much of that was needed. It's pretty consistent voice. It's generally presented in a pretty even-handed manner. And so the co-chairs and staff really found very little to change in that, like I said, other than really just cleaning up the document. What was added were a few things I'll jump ahead to the charter a little bit now. Philip Shepard had made some changes to the document, and so what the co-chairs and staff had said is some of those suggestions were more sort of reaching conclusions and suggesting what the solution might be rather than providing a topic for a future PDP. And so what we did was we tried to kind of keep the voice and the charter very consistent and make it more about topics that are for consideration. At the same time, those topics that Philip brought forward were actually added to the matrix, and that's why I brought these two things up together. We obviously don't want to lose track of the concerns he brought up, but we wanted to put them in the proper form. So I'm just going to leave that for now and see if there's any comments. And in the meantime, I'm going to put up the charter in the Adobe room. And Brett, if you have any comments or questions, please go ahead.
No, I think that covers it well. So while those are going up, I did see, Avery, I saw your contributions on the list this morning just before the call. I thought those were fine. I talked to Steve. He's going to put them in. I think that's exactly what we need from the group. That kind of contribution is exactly what we need from the group as we wind up our work. I would ask everyone to read through it again and see if there are things that need to be rephrased or additional bullet points added, because I think we're really to the fine tuning and polishing at this point.
Go ahead. This is Steve from staff, and just to try to highlight some of the things that changed in the charter, one of the things that we added, I don't remember exactly the text because I can't find it right now, but there's a new sort of topic related to IDINT variant TLDs. This was added at the request of the ICANN staff that's in charge of that project. I'm working on the exact wording, but just I want the group to note or be aware that that's actually been added as a topic for discussion. There are still holes, actually, for compliance and the global public interest. And so as possibly a suggestion for compliance, maybe you could say something to the effect that no issues were identified, but the topic could be considered in scope if concerns are raised or arise in the future. Because as far as I understand, nothing was specifically raised. It's just kind of a general question whether or not there were concerns and to consider them. But I don't think anyone had a specific issue they wanted included. So, you know, comments or questions. Moving on to the next. So the public interest, we were hoping for a little more specifics related to this one. The ICANN board resolution had some text related to that, and that could be included. So basically they said that the existing policy advice does not define the application of public interest analysis as a guideline for evaluation determinations. So it basically says that public interest was not woven into the evaluation methodology. And it also suggests that issues such as GAC advice, safeguards, PICs, or public interest commitments, and questions around contractual commitments and enforcement could be considered in this topic as well. And we also had a suggestion from Liz to try to focus the discussion that it should be constrained to the context of ICANN's limited technical coordination role, mission, and core values. So I know that, and I don't mean to call Audrey directly, but I know that this was near and dear to your heart. So if you have suggestions on what might be included or what should be included here, we would love to hear them. If not, I can propose some language, and maybe we can get your comments on proposed language instead. But once again, turn this open to the group for discussion or comment.
Audrey, do you want to elaborate on your comment in the chat? I didn't quite understand it.
Right. Thanks. This is Audrey speaking. First of all, I'm willing to help whether I draft some language before. And all of a sudden, when you started talking about it, I had this horrible moment where I thought I might have had an action item that I forgot about. So I may actually have already said, yes, I do it once and not done it. And if that's the case, apologies. But I'm willing to do it, whether I write the first crack of language or the other. What I was basically saying is that we can take what the board wrote and put it in almost verbatim. I mean, perhaps change a statement to a question and, you know, do a little bit of your neutralizing magic on it to make it an issue to be delved into. But I think that that's really close to saying what needs to be said. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Anything else?
This is Stephen Staff. So I believe that's really the kind of the collection of changes that the co-chairs and staff had made. And having not seen any feedback, I really, really want to encourage you, if you do have questions or comments, to please bring them up now. I think it's imperative that we get feedback from the group and hopefully acknowledgement that these documents are close to and hopefully very soon to be agreed to by the group and able to be moved forward in the next steps of the process.
Which is a nice segue into where we want to go from here. I've got a timeline for the group and then a question for the group. The timeline is that we wanted to present our work to the council at the Buenos Aires meeting. I believe the council meeting is June 21st?
24th.
Okay. So thank you for that. So that we've got a 10-day motion deadline in advance of that, which would put us at June 14th. I think we should probably try to finish our work a few days before that, just to make sure that there aren't any last-minute issues. And I think the council would be appreciative if we could get our work done as soon as possible rather than hit the motion deadline, which most things do. But if we can get it done before that, great. So I think we ought to look at that first week of June to finish, which gives us a couple of weeks here, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks to figure out how do we what process should we follow to say yes, this is the consensus of the group, that this is the work we want to put forward to the council. We've had we could call a vote. There must be a way of doing a vote online, doodle poll, something like that, that we could do just to get people to say, yes, we support moving this forward to the council. I'll open it up for a question there. That's my question. What process should we use to sort of get a sense of the room that this is what we want to move forward? Any thoughts on that? So maybe what we ought to do here is see if anyone has an objection, and then if there's no objection, we'll move it forward as the collective work of the group. That may be easiest. And then, of course, if there are any objections, just let us know what it is, and we'll try to take account of it so that we can get that objection turned into support. That would be my hope. Jeff, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, I know it's been a while since we were all joined this group, but did the constituencies, stakeholder groups, advisory committees, did they pick one person to represent them? And I can't remember, so I'm going to have to go back to the registrars, figure out if they appointed someone. But it would be good to make sure that at least one person from each of the respective groups responds to that survey. We can have more people respond, but at least one from each group would be great.
Yeah, I will tell you that we never asked the constituencies to task an individual with participating. It may have happened in individual constituencies. I don't believe it happened in the registry constituency. Well, I know it didn't happen in the registry constituency. And I don't know whether other people are formally representing their constituencies or not as a liaison. But we never asked for that to take place.
Perhaps, it would just be good. I mean, I'm all for the survey. I would just love to see at least people from a good cross-section of the community that are on this group to respond and say, yes, let's go forward. That would be stronger.
Yeah, I agree. So I think what we ought to do here at the end of today's call is recirculate all of the documents back to the list and with the request that you both review it for your support or objection, both as you, the participant in the group, but also please forward it to your constituency group if you come from one, and ask them for any final contributions as we move forward. Yes, Phillips asks that clean documents be circulated. I agree with that. Let's circulate clean copies, and then I believe the redline versions will be in the media wiki if people want to take a look we can provide a link to that if people want to go back and see the historical documents.
This is Steve from staff. I see Aubrey has her hand raised, but I actually just wanted to interject real quick just to put a little more context around. So I think we could circulate documents very quickly. There's a couple of changes I want to make, adding in the section about the compliance, public interest, that I'll work with Aubrey on directly. And we'll get those around to the group very quickly. And then, so all the things that you guys mentioned. circulating to the groups. And to put it in terms of a deadline, I'm not sure what you might have had in mind, Brett, but maybe sometime that first week of June. The Wednesday is the first, or somewhere around there, or maybe end of that week.
But I'm looking at my calendar here. So, when do you think we'll get the revised documents out, the clean version? Get that out to the group?
As quickly as I can work with Aubrey, and I know Aubrey is...
Okay. So then we'll get those out in the next couple of days, and then looking forward to June, if we want to finish this up by, say, June 10th, maybe we ought to ask maybe by Friday, June 5th, for statements of objection. And, of course, a statement of support would be very welcome, too. But particularly, we're going to call for objections, and I'll send a formal email out to the group for that.
And sorry, Aubrey, please go ahead.
Okay, this is I would make it easy in this, especially when we need to pass around. A group like mine that complains when there's too many attachments, it would also be useful if in the mail you included the URLs for all the documents that you had as attachments, so then I could forward without attachments and without spending the time researching all the URLs. That would just be helpful. Thanks.
Aubrey, you broke up a little bit, but I think you want a link to where you can find the clean documents rather than attachments, because people in your interest group don't like attachments.
No, than attachments. Because sending with attachments or to this list of attachments is great. It's when I have to forward things on to the rest of the group, I prefer that they had the URLs in there, and I'll drop off the attachments.
Sure, we can do that, yeah.
And this is Steve. You actually just gave me or reminded me of something that needs to be done. It's also that the matrix and the charter, they need to be added in, or I guess combined into single document as appendices, so it's a little bit cleaner, too.
So I think that's it. We probably ought to have one more meeting here before we meet in Buenos Aires. So let's think about maybe Monday, June 8th as a last meeting between now and Buenos Aires. That will be the Monday following the, you know, call for objections, statements of support. But a couple of days in advance of when we want to get a motion to the council. So I think the goal of that Monday, May 8th meeting will be to review a draft motion for the council, and hopefully it'll be short, probably a half hour, but I'll have the ICANN staff send around a notice on that one. Let's see. Any further comments, questions, interjections before we wind up for today? Do you have anything, Steve? Okay. Well, hearing none, seeing none, thank you all for your participation today. We'll send around the documents that we talked about here. And Ozan and Natalie, you can wind up the call and stop the recording.